Good evening. The show begins tonight in Afghanistan. Conversation with Bill Raggio. What can we expect from either the Trump 2 administration or the Vice President Harris 1 administration about Afghanistan, about the abandon, about the abuse of women, about al-Qaeda camps throughout Afghanistan, training camps, boot camps, R&D, refuges? What are they, either camp, going to do about it? And then we move on to Syria. Ungoverned spaces in Syria, that's Idlib province. Ungoverned spaces in East and West Africa, operating freely without in any government whatsoever to oppose, except for strongmen who stay in the capital. What are the plans for al-Qaeda and ISIS blossoming in Africa from either administration? On to Ukraine. Bill Raggio and I talked to John Hardy of the FDD about Russian advances in the Donetsk and Luhansk province, oblast. The Russians want 4 oblasts: Luhansk, Donetsk, Zaporizhia, and Kherson, plus Crimea. That's what they say they want. I believe them for now because of manpower. But then there is the report, credible report, says John Hardy, of North Korean combat troops coming. Good ones. Best they have in the North Korean army. Well equipped. Where are they going to put them on the line? John Hardy has thoughts. The IDF strike on Iran. It's a dance of cities. Iran hits Tel Aviv and Jerusalem or wherever, and Jerusalem, the IDF fires back and takes out this and this and this and this without many casualties. Both sides say, stand down, and then they stand up. Well, not both sides. Iran says, stand down. The IDF is on guard for an Iranian attack. Hamas is Iranian attack. Hezbollah is Iranian attack. Houthis are Iranian attack. The Kataib Hezbollah in Iraq is an Iranian attack. The West Bank of Israel is an Iranian attack. To be sure, Iran is not standing down. It has its principles acting in its stead. Talking about how is Hamas responding to the strikes? How is Hezbollah? Talking to Joe Truesman with Bill Raggio. No noticeable change. On to Taiwan. Steve Yates and Gordon Chang join to discuss the preparation for a blockade of Taiwan by the PLA Navy and Air Force in these last days, to cut it off from shipping lanes. Would they do this after the election? They're preparing for it. What comes next is the fact itself. What are we going to do about it? Charles Burton joins to comment on the report about North Korean combat troops. And the Trudeau government has not commented whatsoever, nor has the opposition, Poilievre. We'll see in coming days whether there's more. Canada's G7. Canada's NATO. It is a small country with very big credentials, and we can assume that in future Canada will behave as it has in the past. Canada was on the beaches of Normandy. Canada was part of the final assault in World War I. Canadian troops are volunteers. The Dominion of Canada. Conversation about democracy and the Constitution with Peter Berkowitz, pointing to essays in New Criterion and before, challenging whether the democracy is substantial, challenging the Constitution, whether it's substantial. Good debate. Enjoyed it. Jerry Hendricks joins to talk about what the U.S. Navy needs to do on day one of the next administration. Prepare a war room, get ready to build shipyards, recruit staff, recruit sailors, recruit construction crews, build. There's very little time. Certainly stop the decommissioning of up to 19 Navy craft that are needed, no matter what their condition. The U.S. Navy must project power into the Pacific for the balance of the century. You want peace, prepare for war. Jerry Hendricks has thoughts about what comes next, and it means civilian uniform coordination to build, not to politic, to build. Fourth hour, ant farming. This is a fabulous story. The extinction event that was the asteroid 66 million years ago. That left a lot of leaf waste. In that leaf waste, fungi dominated. And there were ant farmers, that's right, ant farmers, who took care of the fungi and fed it to the larvae, weeded it, watered it, and that was a mutualistic relationship between them. Those ant farmers, and that fungi is the remedy, is the legacy of the 66 million year ago extinction event. In other words, the great ones, the dinosaurs disappear, the little ones, the ants who know how to farm, persist. We speak, it's Hotel Mars. David Livingston and I speak with Ted Schultz of the Smithsonian Institution. Wonderful conversation about the least among us. Reminded me of the end of War of the Worlds, where the Martians are brought down by the least of us, says H.G. Wells, pointing to microbes at the time, maybe ants as well. And then a conversation with Ernesto Araujo and Joseph Umar about, one, Argentina naming the Hezbollah agent responsible for the 92 and 94 bombing against the Jewish center and against the Israeli embassy. Named him. Name. He's in Lebanon. That's the first time we've had his name out of Argentina. And then a report about the attempted assassination of Evo Morales, if it's real. Both Joseph and Ernesto remind that Morales has been part of a show of assassination before in order to gain attention. And you will remember that President Arce of Bolivia said there was an assassination attempt on his life, gained him attention. Very strange way of advancing yourself. Well, anyway, there's much more to the story. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.